It was the week before Christmas, and what do you think Eva and Edith were thinking about? Presents. They were thinking about presents, and they were writing lists and wondering what they were going to get in their stocking and what they hoped to get in their Christmas stocking and Christmas presents and making their list. And about that time, Mom came, and she said, "You know what, Eva and Edith? You have so many things and so many toys. I think it would be a good idea if you picked some of the things that you already have to help give to some kids that are likely not to get any or many presents this year." And they said, "Mom, really? Are there some kids out there that wouldn't get any presents?" And Mom said, "Yes, so I'd like you to go through your things and pull out some things that you can give away to some other children." And they thought, "Oh, do you know who might not get any or many presents this year? Laura and Katie," because something very sad had happened. Laura and Katie's mom and dad had been in a car accident and they had died. And so they were having to live with someone else, and it was so close to Christmas. And so they thought, because they told their mom, they said, "We don't even know if Mrs. Smith that they're living with, if she even likes kids. So let's do something nice for Laura and Katie." So they went and they, instead of keeping everything in their room and going through it, they brought all their toys down to the living room and spread everything all over the place and made everything. So they started going through things. And as they were going through their things, Eva said, I know what I want to give away. I am going to give away Black Beauty." And her sister said, "Are you sure? Black Beauty is your most favorite stuffed dog, and you take Black Beauty everywhere with you. Are you sure that's what you want to give away?" "Yes, I have looked through everything, and I am positive that Black Beauty is what I want to give away to Katie." And so her sister Edith, she said, "Well, if that's what you're going to give away, I know exactly what I want to give away." And she pulled out her dolly Priscilla. That was her most favorite possession. She loved that dolly Priscilla and took her everywhere, just like her sister would take Black Beauty. "Are you sure? Are you sure that's what you want to give away?" "Yes, you're giving your very best, and I want to give my very best." And Mom came along, and she saw the big mess in the living room and first looked at that, and then the girl said, "Okay, we know what we want to give to Laura and Katie." And they pulled out Black Beauty and Priscilla, and Mom said, "Are you sure? You sleep with Black Beauty every night, and you take Priscilla everywhere with you. You're always combing her hair and dressing her. Are you sure?" "Yes, we're sure. These are the things we want to give away to Laura and Katie." So they got a big special basket, and they put those things in there, and they covered it up, and then waited a few days until Christmas Eve. And Mother let them walk down the street to where Laura and Katie were living, and they knocked on the door, and Laura and Katie had come to the door, and they saw that big basket, and they said, "What's that basket?" And Eva and Edith said, guess. And the girls said, "We have no idea. We can't guess what's inside that basket." So they took the cover off the basket, and Eva pulled out Black Beauty, and she said, "Katie, I want you to have this." And Katie was so excited. "Are you sure? Really, really? Is this for me? And then Edith pulled out Priscilla and gave Priscilla to Laura. And she said, "Here, I want you to have this." And Laura said, "Really, really? Are you sure? Is this really for me?" And the girls, they took their new toys and they were jumping around and dancing around. And Laura said, "Do you know what? This doll is the exact kind of doll that I had been praying to Jesus to send me for Christmas." And he did. And so how do you think Eva and Edith felt? Do you think they felt bad about giving away their best toys? No, they were so happy. They went home and they told Mom the story, and they were so excited that they had been able that's the end of the story, that they had been able to help Jesus to give Laura and Katie a good Christmas at a very sad time for them. Do you think they were really missing their mom and dad? Yes, they were really missing their mom and dad. So Jesus helped to make their Christmas a little more special in a very sad time. Now, can we do that? Can we do things for others? Yes, we can do things for others. And that's the best thing about Christmas, is doing things for others, because Jesus, he did something for us by coming as that little baby that we think about when we remember at Christmas time. Jesus gave he gave his very best. He gave himself. And so we should think about being kind to others and doing our very best for people as we think about Christmas. All right, you can go back to your seats.